Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Friday, and that means it's Jeff Pitts Day. Jeff is the managing editor for City View Magazine, and he comes in each week to tell us about stuff going on in the metro this weekend into next week, and it's always fun, frivolity, and facts that we deal with here.
Frivolity and facts.
Yeah, frivolity, facts, and fun.
Which do you prefer, frivolity or facts?
During this segment, I like frivolity because all week long, we spend dealing with the heavy stuff in the business world. And on Fridays, I just kind of get to kick back, talk with you.
What's going on in the business world?
Everything. Jeez. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, mm-hmm. but I sometimes wonder if the White House doesn't manipulate the markets.
Really?
I mean, yeah. Like one day, there's a trade deal coming tomorrow with China. And the markets go wham, way up. And the next day, China says, we haven't talked to anybody. We don't know what's going on. The markets go back down. And then, so today.
Is it true that senators and congressmen are allowed to profit off inside information?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
They can vote for a deal and go get on the phone before anyone knows.
I don't know. I don't think so. It's called the Emoluments Clause, I think.
Yeah?
I think.
Okay.
But, find me a poor congressperson.
They all get rich.
They all find a way.
Mm-hmm.
They all find a way. Anyway. Yeah. By the way, I was with one earlier this week.
Yeah?
And John Delaney was at Nationwide Insurance at a caucus gathering.
Aren't you running for office?
Yeah, but I don't talk about that here. Yeah, but so he was there. It was really a great conversation. I didn't know Nationwide Insurance had these caucus meetings, with various candidates. It doesn't necessarily have to be just one. I mean, it's all the candidates, and they come through and they talk about stuff. It was very interesting.
Hmm.
Down at the big Nationwide building downtown.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool. Well, we've just blown 2 minutes talking about stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah, stuff.
There's just something in me that wants to say Nationwide on your side right
now. There it is.
I was fighting it, but then I just let it out.
You could sing it. Nationwide is on your side. Yeah. Right.
Who do you think came up with that?
Nationwide.
They better be. There was a person.
Oh, yeah. His name is Felix.
Anyone thought that was a bad idea in the meeting room? He's like, you know what we're going to do?
Nationwide's on your side.
I bet there was somebody that's like, that's so stupid.
Yeah. That would have been me. I would have been the Grinch in the corner going, I don't know, man.
It's never going to work.
Yeah. Now it's on the lips of even you, sir. I get it. And football greats.
Yes, indeed.
So, anyway.
You ready?
I was born ready, Bubba.
Did you go to prom?
I did go to prom, yes. I had to think about that. It's, we only, back when I was in school, we had just string quartets. we didn't have records or anything. It had to be live music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I did go to prom, yes. Why?
Well, East Village Promenade.
Oh, no, is that tonight?
Tonight. Annual holiday event offers a chance to see Santa, observe tree lighting, riding a horse-drawn carriage.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal.
Holiday carolers, drinks, shopping, whole bonanza.
Make sure you go buy a ray gun. It's a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Say hi.
Say hi.
Say, Mike, how you doing, man? That's an amazing story.
What's the story?
How they have...
I think I've heard the story.
Well, I mean, it's a ray gun, and they do T-shirts, and they do this stuff, and then they expanded to Kansas City, and now they're in Chicago, and it's just incredible. And they've got some of the most creative people down there. Mm-hmm. They're just really good folks. Yeah. And he lives, by the way, Mike lives in Windsor Heights.
Really?
In the village of Windsor, I'm sorry. Just to let you know.
How about that?
How about that, yeah. All right.
Who's the most famous person in Windsor Heights?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe Louis. I don't know. He's, There's a lot of...
The most talented person to ever come out of Windsor Heights.
I don't know that either. I would say that one of the most famous people to come out of Windsor Heights may very well be a fellow by the name of George Hanusa. George was the unofficial historian of Windsor Heights. And he wrote a book called Out of the Mud. It's a very cool book. Yeah.
That's how I know that name.
There you go. See? Drew that. And I know, see, everybody that's currently sitting on the city council and all that stuff, they're going, why didn't he name me? Because they didn't.
You know, George Bush Sr. once pushed me to the ground in Windsor Heights.
He did?
Yes.
Wow.
I have it on video.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've never...
Do you talk about that much? I mean, is it something
every
that's...
Every chance I get.
Yeah. So this is George Bush Sr.
Yes.
So he must have been coming through on a parade or something?
Yeah, he's running for office.
Yeah.
And
you're standing
a friend
there?
That lived in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And he called me one day. I'm like maybe 8.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
My friend calls you when you're 8 and says, "Hey, you want to play basketball with George Bush?" You don't ask a lot of questions. You focus more on the basketball I was ready to go. So I think I'm coming over just to
right.
Yeah, I thought it'd just be like 5 or 6 of us balling with the vice president. And but of course, I get there and there's 3,000 people.
Exactly. Yeah, right. It's not quite.
They finally gather us up to get, after hours, they gather us up for what amounts to a photo shoot. But I wanted to play. He's kind of tall.
You're right.
Like 6'5. And, or was. And he's holding the ball above his head, you know, kind of.
Right.
I mean, he's trying to get
keeping
his,
it out of
trying
your
to
hand.
Get a shot, right. You know. And but I was getting in the camera shot because I was jumping up, swatting at the ball.
Yeah.
And he just goes down and caught me right mid jump, and I just went
flying. Mm.
Yeah.
Did it scar you for life?
I'm still talking about it.
Hey, all right, aren't you? It really made an impact. He pushed me to the ground.
Pushed me to the ground. I've got it on tape. I'll have to show it to you.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, Dennis DeYoung.
Dennis DeYoung. I don't know Dennis.
At Hoyt Sherman. The Grand Illusion 40th Anniversary Album Tour. This is Styx.
So oh, yeah?
It's the lead singer of Styx. He's got a show. He's taking around.
He does the show. Yeah. And when is he? Is tonight?
This is tonight at Hoyt. Yeah. Yep. Also tonight, Iowa Wolves basketball down at Wells Fargo Arena to take on the Austin Spurs.
Hate them.
How do you feel about those Spurs?
I hate them.
Also tonight, as well as tomorrow, the Bucks play.
All right.
In Urbandale.
Go Bucks.
Friday and Saturday, downtown Winter's Farmers Market.
Yeah, it's inside now. Is it?
Well, the Winter's Farmers Market has always been inside, but they did move to Hy-Vee Hall.
Yeah, because...
Whereas before it was like at the...
Capital Center.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's going to be bigger. There's 150 vendors.
Nice.
Runs from 8 to 2.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
Very
cool.
That
might be neat. A bigger venue.
Yeah.
You got potential to do something there. And that'll be going on all winter.
Parking is much better, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iowa Wild plays Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. The Iowa Wild taking it to the ice. Yeah.
Bakersfield Condors. How do you
feel
about them?
Hate them. Condors are extinct.
Are they?
I don't know. These will be. We get through with them, they'll be picking themselves up off the ice.
Forget about it.
So that's Saturday?
Yeah.
All right. Who are
Saturday
they
and Sunday. They play the Condors.
They won't be around Sunday. We'll beat them like a drum on Saturday.
A drum.
Yeah.
Iowa State, last home football game against Kansas on Saturday.
Yeah. Did you know about the Whiskey Festival?
I did hear about the Whiskey Festival.
No, I was just saying, that's something that's going on, I think.
That's going on this weekend.
Friday, Saturday, yeah right. Yeah. Okay, just
well, we
checking.
Only have so much room for them.
I know, because I interviewed a guy from Rackhouse Whiskey.
Oh, yeah?
Club. Yeah, it's kind of a fun thing.
Huh. Sam is this the first Hill. Year or second year?
I don't know. I I'm not a connoisseur.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Where is that? Somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Google it.
Sorry, I shouldn't have even brought it up because now I look like an idiot because I don't know where it is. Anyway.
Let's see. I think it's in the East Village, but I'm not positive. So.
I don't know.
Let's see. What else we have? Whose line is it anyway?
Whose line is it anyway?
Hoyt Sherman.
Is that already? It is already time for that.
The current cast members of the Emmy-nominated TV show are coming to town. 90 minutes of hilarious improvisation. You got it. Comedy.
Yeah, it's fun
stuff.
Might
be something.
Whose line is it anyway?
You ever try to do improv?
Every day.
You ever do stand-up comedy or anything?
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your whole life.
Yeah, it's my life. You know, walk down the street. There goes an idiot. Ah, yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah.
GDP Music Festival this weekend. Saturday downtown.
GDP Music Festival.
It stands for Gross Domestic Product. In case you have never heard of it.
I know that, but how is it with
this the business news hour?
Yeah, but not in that context. I'm going, what? GDP tour.
It's an all Iowa music festival, features more than 20 acts on multiple downtown stages. The event is all ages. Wow. Until 9. It's at Vavo Mills in the 4th Street Theater.
Wow, that's a pretty big deal.
It's the first year of it. I think it has the potential to be a big deal. It's all Iowa music, but there's like 20 bands.
Wow.
And all the right people are running it, so it could be a big thing.
80-35 people running this?
I think so. Yeah. I can't remember exactly, but I just remember
Mr.
thinking
Rossi
the right
and the crew.
People.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not exactly sure.
I'm just saying, okay, we're just guessing. We're just spitballing here. Who knows? See, I don't even know where something's going on, and we don't know who's running this thing either, so.
Okay, Irving Berlin's White Christmas
I know
at
that
Civic
song.
Center.
I know that song.
You do?
I do. I like it, too.
What's your favorite holiday music
selection? You mean for like the holiday season?
Yeah.
He's a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah.
Favorite. All time. That and Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Those are my two all time faves. I go all season long humming those two tunes.
My grandma did not like that song.
Well, I know.
She was personally offended by that song.
My mother was also offended by that song. Yes.
Next week, now open in the East Village. Brenton Skating Plaza. We talked about that last week, but I'll keep
still
bringing it up because that is a fun option. Irish Christmas in America, Tuesday night at the Temple.
That reminds me. Irish Christmas at the Temple. What, yeah. what is this, a play?
A hugely popular Irish Christmas in America show features top Irish music, song, and dance.
You know, not to be political, but you know who's launching the No Malarkey tour in Iowa?
Who?
Vice President Biden. He's going to spend days in Iowa on the No Malarkey tour. I it's just on top of mind awareness on that because I think it's what a fun name.
Are the other candidates pro malarkey?
Apparently, the No Malarkey tour. Gotta love it. Just gotta love it. All right.
Campaign season's fun.
It is. You got to be under a rock not to enjoy this. It's loads of fun.
Disney on Ice Wednesday night. Worlds of Enchantment.
Shaken but not stirred, Disney on Ice.
Downtown in the East Village. You know, I'm not going to this, but there was a time where I would have liked to.
Really?
Grateful Dead Experience. It's coming to Woolies.
Were you a deadhead?
I wouldn't call myself a deadhead, but I enjoyed the music.
Yeah. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Coming to Woolies. Like it's a tribute band.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what day is that?
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Nice.
Were you a deadhead? You ever go to a dick show?
Me? Come on. Preppy me? No, I don't think. It didn't work out.
No?
No. I was the one in college that wore jeans and a blazer.
Yeah?
I was just like...
Actually, I didn't know anyone in college like that.
No, of course not. It was, anyway.
So you were not at the Dead Show.
I was not at the Deadhead Show, but...
Well, here's a chance.
Yeah. I didn't go to many concerts when I was
there. I didn't either.
I was working, man. I was always working.
Hey, man.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, Wednesday, Deadhead.
What's your choice?
Deadheads. I think I'd like.
Yeah,
yeah. I'd like to go to that and see a bunch of old hippies, you know, gyrating to the music of the Grateful Dead. I think it'd be.
Do
fun,
the kids
fun.
Like Grateful Dead nowadays?
I don't know. I'm not one. And
my wife didn't even know who they were.
Really? but you robbed the cradle when you were. Yeah, 24 years old or something like that.
No, she's 34.
Oh, gee. Yeah, but she looks 24. Okay,
she's just. Amen.
Yeah, exactly.
She looks great.
Yeah, she does. I think your pick, what would you? Brenton Skating Plaza, no doubt.
one of the sporting events. I'll go for.
Gotta go to the Bucks or hockey or.
I love Bucks games.
Yeah, it is fun.
But the Wild and the Wolves or Iowa State football, you can't beat
them. Yeah, there you go. They're gonna win.
Are they playing? What did I say? Kansas. They should beat Kansas.
Should beat Kansas. Yeah. Carry so, yeah, on, my wayward son. Oh, wrong Kansas.
This isn't Kansas.
All right, that is it. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. He is with us each week talking about that on account of he is from City View, and City View knows what to do. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that wraps it up for another broadcast week. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Hunter Pease. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby, and the news... music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.